Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle the score.
Settle the score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just want to make a song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Get all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezer Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with Electro Spit, yeah.
It's another edition of On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy, the radio show, man. It's Talk Back Tuesday. Today on the show, our special guest, rapper, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, my homeboy, Afro Man, is going to be on later on in the show. Talk about his career, talk about, you know what I'm saying, touring, talk, you know, a whole bunch of things, man. But to kick off the show, first of all, I hope everybody had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I hope you had some good barbecue. You went to some good events and supported a lot of independent restaurants. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I say that, you know, I know in Stockton, California, they had a barbecue extravaganza, let's say, on the waterfront, and also here in Sacramento, down Forum Road, 24th and Forum, we had our North versus South. Barbecue wars. We had Chef Ragu and his crew representing North, and OZ representing South Sacramento. North Sacramento took home the prize overall. OZ representing South Sacramento. He won basically for his brisket, beef brisket, overall chicken, pulled pork, and ribs went to the North. So definitely next year, the South Sacramento, you know, got to step their game up. I believe the South won last year, but, you know, this year they fell short. But it was a wonderful event. Shout out to Aisha for putting the whole event together. It was a lot of vendors out there, a lot of people out there supporting black business and the people out there. So, and it was a great time, and I hosted it. A lot of people came. I've seen a lot of people that I haven't seen in a whole bunch of moons, whole bunch of years, and it was just good to see everybody and good to see that the community came out and supported, even though it was a little overcast in the beginning. The sun broke through the clouds and got everything cracking, man, and God was definitely with everybody. So, like I said, I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. We'll be right back at it. It's Tuesday. Monday basically was a holiday also, so, you know, wasn't too much going on. We're going to kick off the show with this brand new DJ Khaled off the Father of Assad album that's out right now. It's Higher, featuring Nipsey Hussle, one of his last collaborations and one of his releases. And also John Legend is on this track. It's called Higher. Like I said, it's on Father of Side. That's out right now. It's On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy Radio Show. Stay tuned.
We the best music.
Yeah.
For like 10, pregnant with my mom's doctor told her it was slim. It's been rough for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. Father started 60, he proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. He said he met my mom's at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like Hustle and Book. Money starts 10, cross starts 2. Starting to see this light from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rapture, 10, never made nerd moves.
Hey,
whoa.
You keep taking me higher and higher. Yeah,
Callum,
but don't you know that the devil is a liar?
Hey.
I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher,
whoa.
Higher.
Nip, talk to him.
Talk to him.
Empty out the clip, it was broad day. Cause always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball face. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test on faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. Took it through ever since we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central state of mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my face.
It keeps taking me higher and higher.
So Caliban, folks to the bar break.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar?
I know.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Oh Lord. Hues of grape in the sky. I'm so high. We keep going higher.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Learn about it.
Hi, this is my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. We are the proud sponsors of On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. We specialize in healthy hair care and multi-textural services. We're located at 3830 Northgate Boulevard, or we can be reached at 916-568-2222. You can also check us out on TV. We are the official makeover salon for Good Day Sacramento. We're transforming Sacramento one client at a time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at It's My Hair.
If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder God.
If looks can kill, all your marks will be certified. Whoa. If looks can kill, there'll be a bunch of killers never murdered God.
These suckers mean muggin', but it don't mean nothing. Mad cuz me and they beefin', looking all hard, still pull that whole card. Won't bust a grape in the Napa vineyard. Fake Jakes, I roll a blunt and meditate. Hitting hard like a heavyweight Cali veteran from the Golden State. I'm a motherfucking warrior. Come out and play, yeah. Get hit with the HKA. Heckler and Koch. Knock them out they socks. If looks could kill when you spotted by a cop. Man, I tell ya. Jealousy reeking out your skin, I smell ya. Mr. Popo's and these thuggish homies. Looking like they wanna kill me. Mad cause I'm Millie. Now really, I can't stand you haters. If looks could kill, they probably hit me with the banger.
If looks could kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks can kill, there'll be a bunch of killers never murder guys. If looks can kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks can kill, there'll be a bunch of killers never murder guys. If looks can kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks can kill, there'll be a bunch of killers never murder guys. If looks can kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks can kill, there'd be a bunch of killers never murder guys.
Yo, this is the almighty EA Ski, and you listening to On the Road with the homie, Big Ol' Meezy. Let's get it.
Oh, man, let me tell you about something that happened a day ago, man. I mean, it's some real truth, man. I really want to tell you, man. You know what I'm talking about? It was a long night.
Remix!
I'm high.
Cause I've been drinking.
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 I don't know about you, but I know about this. I'm higher than a kite and I'm drunk as shit. I don't know if you can tell, I've been going all day. I'm a bottle of tequila and a pack of loud dank. Me and my fellas all gas, no break. Stay away from a square, watch a pull up pump fake. Yeah, I also drink beer, if it's wine it's fine. But it gotta be red right around dinner time. When I wanna hit a club, grab that OG Kush. Baby, give me that gas, you are right in my book. Blunt fairy, oh I love that taste. My, I'm high, can't feel my face. We ain't even finna drive, call a Uber or a Lyft. Pour another shot, pass that split. My new stuff the weekend, we ain't gotta work. Got home safe, plus nobody got hurt.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
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 I'm high. Drinking blunts in the sky, sipping Earl Stevens, sliding the five, bobbing and weaving, Lake Mary Sideshow. I'm there every weekend. Gas break dip, I don't like shit. Never slip, keep the chrome on my head. That boy chain ill, it's all on the Johnny Dane grill. One and touch, where my new Paul Wall got me higher than a satellite. Then the Molly, now I got no appetite. All I do is smoke a lot. Never. Vanna White. 2 pounds smoke for one night, that's my bragging right. Living my best life like Duval and Snoop. We gon' roll it all, burning down the booth. We gon' drink it all by the bottle till we puke. Big Ol' Meezy got the model when they following the cook.
Zoom.
I'm high, cause I've been drinking.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
I'm high, cause I've been drinking. Hit him with everything, bring the kitchen sinking. Real legendary, tugging on the street side. Throwing that mango, Moscato, Earl wine. Lil mama so thin, I just wanna party with you. Look so young, know they gon' card you. Shorty better hop too, know the train move fast. Girl smoke backwards, baby wanna hit the glass. Spilling alcohol, champagne, shaking bottles. Hustling, you know I'm waiting on the cargo. Muscle, standing next to Ol' Meezy. He'll grab you by your neck and get to squeezing. Get to the slim, eat some Italiano. Bruce Shutter, bring me out some avocado. I'm high, I've been drinking. Ran back the first bars, let it sink in.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
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 I'm high.
forgive me for my sins, cause I've been going in. How to mix the Hennessy with the vodka, then the vodka with the gin. Up to the function with one, but now I'm seeing twins. And I can't drive either one of us home, cause I got the spins. You say you get high as me, come on, let's not pretend. The street, I got a subscriber, one of my doctor friends. I'm trying to go broke, on a dope, and I got a lot to spend. You trying to smoke with your folks, and we can be partners in. Cause I'm high, plus I've been drinking. Look at the red in my eyes, plus a Mauritian. Going up on a Tuesday, it ain't even a weekend. Waiting to hear what your boo say, cause she was talking about Lincoln. Cross-faded, chasing alcohol with weed. I ain't dead yet, still I'm R.I.P. I don't even want to hear. She trying to swallow a seed. A tall glass of water is about all of me. Cause I'm high.
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 Check this out, this is the regulator, Warren G, and I'm doing it live with my homeboy, Big O' Measy, for Cheesy. That's how we get out, man, and we on the road. Shush.
Hello, this is Ron, proud owner of Fade 'Em Up Barbershop, located in Oak Park, 3824 Stockton Boulevard. We're a small and very personal barbershop offering professional services such as fades, tapers, mohawks, and shades with a straight razor. Proud sponsor of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy Radio Show. We're unlimited. So again, stop at Fade 'Em Up Barbershop where any haircut is possible. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call for your appointment and walk-ins are welcome.
2016. Sir Cool Nuts. We officially in the building. Let's get it. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Knee deep in the trap, tasting wealth. He wanted True Religion jeans and a Gucci belt. I wanted condos, land, acres, plots. Every day that we trapped out those D-boy spots. The gang passed Popo, was scorching hot. I had a bass head working to rush my knots. Old school swing on these Northeast blocks. Would you hop a couple gates to shake the cops? We talking blappers on deck to fend the ops. Caprice on toners to be in the block. Four tires to the pavement, never hitting the rail. We on that old school mob, straight chasing the mail. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? I came in the rap game extra tough. You got a couple slick bars, but it ain't enough. Use a snotty nose sucker, a young street punk. I'm on 15th and Kill with some slap in the trunk. A couple turf classics on extra slap. Kick back like a pimp when you hear my rap. The tracksuit velvet on some player. I've been money motivated, all about my grip. Throw a peace sign player on the Deacom strip. I see my woodline partners like, what's up? I strike through 13, bucking in yo. On top shelf, kush, what my was smoking. Backwoods pushers, heman goose. My stomp down partners at the on the deuce. The guts and the cutlass were super plush. We finessing and macking with a gangster touch. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Popping peas on the the plane, ice cold champagne. I'm an ice cold player with this monstrous game. Couple checks in the bank, all about my change. From Spain to Spokane, and it's all long range. We thinking back booming, stone cold cooling. Portland hit Japan, and we straight tycooning. In the bay store lounging in foreign garb. Touchdown in Dubai, riding foreign cars. And the roof on the drop like the Superdome. I was Wi-Fi calling, iPhone on Rome. And it's never long distance, I was FaceTime calling. Make the look glamorous on vacate balling. In a hunt for the bands, we gon' grab a few. When the hit Houston, ride a slab or two. It's a couple Portland on some bossy. And I'm VIP, it don't cost me. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Scooter, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Scooter, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow?
That was Yaper by Cool Nuts, the homeboy Cool Nuts. Like I said, it's Talk Back Tuesday. You're on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. Before that, you heard X-Rated, the homeboy Ren the Heat Monster featuring X-Rated. His project is out right now. Make sure y'all support that thing. You know what I'm talking about? But with no further ado, like I said, we got rapper, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, man. Just all-around good dude, man. Y'all put your hands together for my homeboy, my partner, man. The legendary Afro Man.
Oh, big day.
Hey, man.
What's happening?
What's up, brother? How you doing on this beautiful Tuesday?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Just got back to the house, you know what I'm saying? Got a song with your partner, Be Legit. You know what I'm saying? Making the beat up. But yeah, man. So I'm excited about that. Trying to put some stuff together with Lil Nate, dog. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man.
Shout out to homie Lil Nate. Shout out to homie Lil Nate, man. That's my partner.
Oh, boy. What's going on, man?
I see you was just
at the radio show.
Yeah, man. Just, you know, trying to save my speech, man. Trying to interview a bunch of cats, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, a lot of my folks and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people that I feel like can give a lot of game to the listeners and, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, give them some tutelage on how to be successful in this game we call life. You feel me?
Okay.
But I see you just got back. What was that? You was at Disneyland with your fam.
Yeah, man. I went out on a 40 day tour, man. Me and my kids been getting close, so you know, like they, you know, it's getting close to the end of school and everything. So I just had to do it, man. I mean, you know what we doing? What we working for? If we can't enjoy some of it sometime, you know what I'm saying? So
I see you say you was retiring from roller coasters.
Oh, man, yeah, I quit. Man, I took my daughter. You know, I used to be a dare, you know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nobody scared of nothing, you know. But, man, last time my daughter, my oldest daughter got up some size. You know, I think she was about 15. And she was going through that, I bet, you know, she wanted to do all the scary roller coaster phase. You know, she was Miss Daredevil. And so I was like, yeah, you know, we rode this roller coaster. It was like this little thing, you know, and riding them roller coasters at 180 ain't like riding them at, you know, 275, 300 pounds. You know what I'm saying? You've been blowing hella trees, and you on the other side of your 40s, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't realize that, man. I got up there. It was this little thing right between that go between your thighs and hold you in the cart. But, man,
right.
we was in the front cart. And we was waiting on the rest of the cart to come over that big hump. And in the meantime, I was just dangling on that little thing. You know what I'm saying? Looking at them little trees and everything looked real small. And I thought about all my cars. I thought about all my houses. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what am I up here trying to prove? You know what I'm saying? So I retired. And I went to Disneyland. Nobody didn't want to get on the ride. I said, you know, I'm not going to ride it then. And their mom didn't want to ride it, and their older sister said they was fighting in line, and and she didn't want to take her. Man, I had to come out of retirement, man. I had to go out and do it because, you know, they hit me up about like $700-$800. Ain't no way I try $800 to watch my kids be depressed. Y'all better smile and ride this. Hell no, man. So I, yeah, man, I had to come out of retirement on them, man.
Yeah. It's like you said, man. It's what we do it for. Especially when you're in the music business, you end up missing so many things because you got to pay rent. So you be missing birthdays and man, you damn near miss funerals and everything, man. In this game, man, there'd be so much stuff.
Hey, man, let me.
Then when you get
have you ever seen a musician movie that wasn't sad?
Nah, they not even just that, but especially real instrument, real musicians are always on heroin and coke and all that.
Hell yeah, man, we go through some shit, man, and you know that's why I go ahead and go to this stuff and I you know I tell them no on Christmas and you know I try to because you know like my dad passed and I was just rapping after you giving your life away to strangers and it's all good for the real ones, but you know, your family get denied if you don't watch it. Your family get denied, and then the people you singing to, you know, the wind blow the right way. They may or may not stay down with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah, that's
you
real.
Your strength, you know. But you know, so it's all good. Just make sure I take some time out with my kids, you know, and spend that time with them. Don't miss them.
Yeah, it's time.
Don't miss none of
it. It's time you can't get back. That money can't, you know what I'm saying? Money can't always fix. It's that real time that you got to put in, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man, yeah, it's just that stuff that's bigger than money. And I'm starting to realize there are things that are bigger than money, you know what I'm saying? And, like I said, man, I've seen Orange Juice Jones. They was talking to him. And he had that hit, Walking in the Rain. You know, I think that was the first R&B song I could. I was too gangster to buy an R&B song. But that was the first one I ever bought. And he was saying that he had all the money the record did, but he said he never went out on tour. He said because his mama was sick and he had to take care of her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, you know, for cats to give up their career and you know, to do that super Good Samaritan thing, but I'm just saying how, like, You know, we need to look out the best way we can. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be all game because, you know, it's crazy. You know, that it's man, you need your family too. And then, you know, you need the game to take care of your family. It's a little bit of everything.
Exactly.
But, you know, you can't exclude your family. Yes, sir.
Not at all. Now, so you came up, like a lot of us, you came up in the 80s, you know, like mid to late 80s, the Two Shorts, Big Daddy Kane's, Two Live Crews. Were these some of your inspirations or some of the people that you listened to coming up as a young mustache?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably go back to at least I don't know if it was 83 or 85. It's kind of a blur now, but start off with Run DMC, Houdini. I think the first rap song I ever heard, dude walked by my house with a radio on his shoulder, and he was playing 5 Minutes to Funk. That was the first rap song I ever heard. Then I remember that little keyboard. Then it made me want to pop lock and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So Houdini, Run DMC, Fat Boy, and then, you know, KRS-One, all that type stuff. And, you know, then the West Coast started popping off, you know. I got into Ice-T, and 6 in the Morning did it to me. It was like, whoa, this dude, you know, he's from the L.A., he's going hard. And then, you know, King T, I had my, you know, when I was feeling homesick, I play all the West Coast rappers. And then, you know, just for the sport of rapping, you know, I played the East Coast rap. You know, I like anybody who can rap good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We all, like, I'm a Lakers fan. I know you're probably a Golden State fan. You know what I feel with supporting them. But we all got on.
I'm actually a Kings fan, but I'm rocking with the Warriors over Toronto. You smell me?
Okay, you playing your bay card, you know what I'm saying? Just like I keep
right, yeah, I got to.
In the trunk. I keep a Clipper and a Rams jersey in the trunk. hey, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all got on Jordans because we love the way he played the game. And then you like your Bay teams. I like my L.A. teams. But we can both agree on Jordan. He ain't from neither one. He played the game right. How can you not like the man that played the game right? You know what I'm saying? So
that's real. My favorite player of all time is Shaq, though. My favorite player of all time is Shaq O'Neal.
Man, you know, that's a good spirited brother. He ain't worried. He was up there pop locking and laughing and having a good time. I love to see him having a good time, you know, not letting his life get him down. You know what I'm saying? So, Shaq all right. Shaq all right. But
straight
up, man, I love all the rappers from the 80s. And, you know, Too Short came along. And I always loved Too Short because, like, girls used to mess. They used to tease me about my teeth. I still got messed up teeth. You know what I'm saying? And Too Short let me know that I could be the shit with messed up teeth. You can still be rich. You can still be famous. Don't let these teeth hold you back. And that's he was like my favorite rapper, just based on that. And then he called. He said, "Bitch." So like all the girls that was teasing me, I could play that tape for him. And he looked like me, you know, in a way, you know.
Except for the afro.
Man, I had my reasons for liking all the rappers. Then I got introduced to the Click. I went down to Mississippi. That's the first time I seen a CD player. You know what I'm saying? Like I broke down between Hattiesburg and Gulfport, and back then, you know, if you break down, you know, all the brothers sitting there to give you a ride, so they help get you out the woods, get you to the next city. You know what I'm saying? And the dude, the brothers picked me up. You know, I'm from L.A., so when the car full of brothers stop, I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, these Mississippi boys, what they doing down here? You know what I'm saying? But they was cool. They're like, you need a ride, so I got in the car and I told them I was from California, and they were like, you ever heard of this dude? They showed me the Be Legit trying to get a Buck CD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was kind of thrown off because I'm from L.A. I know my West Coast rappers, and I ain't never heard of Be Legit. And I was wondering how come I ain't heard about him and how come these Mississippi boys knew about him. And this was like 92 or something like that. And they started playing it. And then that's when I heard Be Legit. I think it was I don't know. He was like, boom, boom, boom. It was drama. I think I heard a fool yell mama, but she couldn't help because she was hitting the dirt, messed up her hip and ripped her skirt. And guess who come through? And E-40 was like, who? Me? Me and my homachi? I bet Carlos Ross. Aunt, juice, faded, stone, twisted, buzzing, burnt, gone. In a four-barrel Camaro so we can get up out. Ready to mess them over and take the under route. But here come the popos. Damn. Fuck that. Long story short, you know how cats smoke a rock, and then they smoke a million other rocks trying to find a rock like that first rock they smoked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They chase the high. Man, ever since that verse, I've been chasing the high from the Click. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't never let me down. You know what I'm saying? I've been chasing that high, man. Like, I tripped out when I heard E-40 on that verse. I tripped. And Be Legit was just consistent, concrete hard. I never had to worry about if he was going to rhyme at the end of the sentence. It was a beautiful thing. So, yeah, man.
And he got he got an undeniable voice that you could tell. Him and 40, they got the voices that you – and just like yours, you hear, you know what I'm saying, roll on, that you instantly hear and be like, oh, that's Afro. Hey, you remember that? Roll on, don't let nobody
man.
Put you down, roll on.
Man. You know what? I get different inspirations from different rappers. E-40 and Be Legit made me want to get more than ghetto rich. Like, if it wasn't for them, I thought balling was, you know, a low rider D's, you know, your T-shirt clean, you know, you got you a girl on Section 8 with a garage to park your low rider. You know, my brain was kind of stuck right there. Them brothers taught me how to really ball. They got my mind going to the point where I wanted to be like rich, man. When I seen E-40 bail through that big Rome house, you know what I'm saying? And after I got my deal, they was like, Afro Man, who do you want to sing with? You can work with whoever you want. We'll take care of it. First thing on my mind was E-40 and Be Legit. And they was like, okay, thank you. And I couldn't believe they did. It was like, you know, it was just too much good stuff happening back then, like real fast. And they was the first people I wanted to do a song with, and that was the first song. You know what I'm saying?
I see you start making CDs and tapes, making tapes in the eighth grade, and you were slanging them in your school. What was up with that? What inspired you to start doing that?
Too Short, you know, the Bay, man. Too Short, you know, Too Short did it. It seemed like the whole West Coast kind of had to do it, except it seemed like Ice-T, the only one, walked in the door, you know, holding his dick and came out with a deal. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
For the most part, I know Too Short, he was Too Short was, I thought, you know, like, I felt bad because I couldn't get my record in the store. And I felt like, you know, I wasn't, you know, people wasn't going to take me serious until I had it in a store. But then Too Short made me comfortable with the fact that it wasn't in the store. He made me comfortable with the fact that you had to get it directly from him out of the trunk. He made me proud of the fact that you had to get it from me. And bam, bam, bam. Then I'd watch, you know, NWA slang tapes at the Rhodium swap meet, but you can't bail in the warehouse and get them. But then again, the warehouse missing out because I like this shit, and I can't wait to, I'm going to get me some more money and go buy another tape from them up there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Now, what was the vibe, when did you move to Palmdale?
Then we moved to Palmdale like winter/fall of 87, like the, you know, like the last part of fall, first part of winter of 87.
And what was the vibe out there? Like, you hear a lot of people talking about Compton and Long Beach and Inglewood and all that. Very rare do you hear anybody speak about Palmdale unless it's you.
Yeah. Man, you know, I'm from South Central, so I was South Central out. You know what I'm saying? My dad wanted my dad to do was I wanted him to take me out of Horse Mann and put me in the school where all my homies was going in South Central. But my dad fucked me up. He threw me off. He just moved me out of L.A., period. You know what I'm saying? In the desert. Because he had to go to work, and he didn't really want to have to worry about me. And I'm like, no, Dad, I'll go back to Horse Mann. Now he's like, ah, nope, too late. You know, boom, we gonna leave L.A. We'll get away from all that junk. And so, but I'm still out there with my khakis and my T-shirts. And so when I got to Palmdale, everything was cool. But the white kids out there, they wasn't in the gangs. They was in the band. So they kind of hung out with their, like back in L.A., everybody would hang out with their set at a school. You know what I'm saying? But then in Palmdale, the white kids wasn't in gangs, so they'd hang out with whatever band they liked. So, like, if they liked Poison, all the people that liked Poison would hang out at this little area over here. And all the kids that liked Metallica would hang out at that area. And all the Cure kids would hang out over there. And then there was other black people like me that moved up from the city, their parents trying to get them away. And they'd be from different sets. But one thing we realized in Palmdale, like, you know, fools would tap heads, cross each other out in the bathroom, and damn near get into it. But I guess, you know, we all realized that we were black up there and we shouldn't squad with each other. So it was a zone up there where you could just relax, work on your music, your sports, and we all kicked it with each other no matter what we was. Because, like, you know, a couple of black people get in a fight and people say, hey, look at them. Somebody throw them a chicken sandwich. Roll a watermelon in there.
Oh, and
we start realizing we look stupid. You see what I'm saying?
So how long? When you was talking about the marching band, was that not the marching band, but musicians? Is that were you playing music before that? All the instruments that you play now, or did you bring that to the school system?
Okay, you know, like I grew up as a little boy before I, you know, like I was born in L.A., then we moved to, you know, Alabama/Mississippi, and down there is where I learned rhythm, how to play the drums, how to sing on key, how to sing in the right key, how to play the guitar. That's where, you know, that's where I really got my music, and I had that damn near like in, I had that in elementary school, like, you know, around third, fourth grade. You know, I could play drums and help out and, you know, play the guitar in church and everything. So, but then, you know, when I got to L.A., instruments wasn't cool. Everybody was thugging. And so, you know, like my guitars and stuff went in the closet and I didn't really have no reason to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? Until I started trying to rap myself. And people was trying to charge me too much money to record for me. Then I remembered I knew how to play that shit. I didn't need to pay them that much money. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I broke out myself. That's another thing. Too Short. He inspired me. You know, I thought I had to have records of other people's music. I didn't think I could break out the guitar and play my own tune and play something. Cause, you know, you had to have a turntable, and the DJ, it seemed like if you had a band or some kind of instrument, it disqualified you from hip-hop. Our DJ don't need no band. Rock the mic with his hand, you know. And so I felt goofy and shy about letting people know I played my own instrumental and this, that, and the other, but I started seeing Too Short and the Fugees, you know what I'm saying? They was going live on them sometimes, you know. And that's when I got inspired to break out my bass guitar, break out my drum machine, and break out my guitar and play my tracks. My old tracks on the Good Times, man, those are not loops. If you listen, you can hear me fuck up every now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I turned the machine on and played them bass lines, you know, played all them riffs and licks. And
So probably like everybody else, and I know it's a big part of your bio, but when Kazaa and LimeWire came out in the early 2000s, and people was just, right when the MP3 really hit, that's when at least me and my wife and a few of my other folks first seen Code 45, and Because I Got High, and just downloaded that thing and started bumping that. And it was like, damn, Afro Man, who was this? And the song was funny. What was the inspiration for writing that song, Because I Got High?
Okay. You know, like, you know how you can do a whole bunch of rapping? And then you can do a little rapping and people like that more than all the whole bunch of rapping you did. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like I had been recording a whole bunch of songs and shit, and I like to rap, you know, so I'm rapping. And then you like, I compare Bohemian Rhapsody to Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bohemian, they both hit. But them guys got to do, is this the real thing? This man, like, hey. They going through all that stuff, man. Opera, rock, they mixing all up. And then this other guy smoke a joint, drink some liquor. He go, he's the little song I wrote. If you don't watch it, that little bullshit is still more than all that huffing and puffing. This man, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, so look. Man, I wrote all of this shit, man. I wrote, you know, I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper's rapper. I'm a battle, get in the circle, KRS-One, Eminem, whoever the hell you want to. I'm a rapper, pimpin'. It's like, I got all these rap songs, but rappers are only appreciated by other rappers or people that get into it as much as a rapper would. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Civilians, they ain't really tripping on all that stuff, man. So then I said, man, I'm going to just write a simple song. Sometimes I listen to something, I kind of like the simplicity of it. Like,
Scarface said, please excuse my attitude. Or E-40 say, yeah, I'm just a hustler on the go. You know, just take
right.
aside, just. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do one last song. I got to get out of this studio and go sell some of this shit I recorded because I've been in the studio too long. I'm like, I'm going to do one more simple song. And then this dude came over, and he told me to listen to the song. You know what I'm saying? Fool, you know, slanging his little broccoli or whatever, you know. I'm trying, that's my little bass talk. I'm trying to talk bass to you, you know what I'm saying? But anyway.
I hear you.
You know, let me switch in the bay mode right quick. You know, I'm throwing my little broccoli out there. And this cat came through real early in the morning, and I was in Mississippi. Then he said, "What's up, bro?" Seemed kind of depressed, but happy to be alive. And he said, "Check out this song." And he put in UGK. It was UGK, and the song was "One Day You're Here and the Next You're Gone," and we were just smoking bud to that song, and it just took me away. You know, it was just deep, and the beat was rocking. It depressed me, but then it made me move around. You know what I'm saying? And I looked around. Me and that dude had to rock that song all day long, man. Girls came over. People started coming over. People didn't leave my house about 1, 2 that night, and I didn't do shit all day long. Like, clean my room, go to everything that I was supposed to do. And this dude came over to my house by 9:30. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Right.
Yeah. So I said, I didn't do nothing. I said, I was going to clean my room and do all kinds of stuff. I was like, but then I got high. And then I wrote down some other stuff I was going to do, but then I got high. I thought about some of my friends. I started living vicarious because I didn't go to college. So, you know, I thought about my homeboy. I was supposed to go to the studio. He was supposed to go to class. We both got high. He didn't go to class. I didn't go to the studio. So I'm knowing what's up, and I'm just – and so I wrote all this stuff down. And, that's how I came up with "Cause I Got High." And I just took my time and just sung and had fun with it. And, you know, didn't try to be KRS-One that time. You know what I'm saying?
And that song took off. You actually got nominated for Best Performance for a Grammy, right?
Yeah, I got nominated for a Grammy. Man, that door is opening up. That song is opening up doors today. You know what I'm saying? Like, a fool want to be known as a 20 or a 30 hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even care. You know, I joke with cats. I say, how many hits do you need? You know what I'm saying?
Especially when you still got the same longevity as artists that have been in the game for 20 plus years, and you just got through with the High Times tour. You just got, you know what I'm saying, through being on, you know, big stages. I think you was just on a tour with Snoop. It's like you get the same recognition for the least amount of quote unquote hits, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, everybody still know. It was like you was the Old Town Road before all that. You know, it's like to get one of those is like magic in a bottle. And like I'm sure a lot of people wish they could. I mean, you got your underground hits, but then you got your Grammy nominated songs. That's like lightning in a bottle. That's rare like a steak. And that's what you got. With that particular song, the gift that keeps giving.
Amen, bro. Amen. Amen. Yeah, man. Wiz Khalifa and Snoop, man, they brought me out. You know, somebody, you know, hooked it up, had me in the Red Rocks, you know, came out with them. So that song is standing the test of time, brother. And I thank God for that song every day. Every day. You know?
I see you you did a remix to it, right?
Yeah, that's the positive remix. You know, like I was having fun just talking about my personal life because I'm a natural procrastinator. So, you know, me being myself, the marijuana enhanced the procrastination. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm not saying it's like that for everybody else. I was just talking about me. But, you know, every now and then I catch flack from a pro-marijuana person kind of feeling like I was giving stoners a bad name to the point like, you know, oh, I messed up my life because I smoked weed and I'm stupid and, you know, and I was just having fun. So this was a time for me to kind of redeem that part. And since everything was legal and everything, I rewrote it and I got it, had problems with glaucoma. Then I got high. Smell the cannabis aroma. And made a remix talking about all the good things medical marijuana, medical cannabis is doing. And it's now all the critics that knock me, they be shaking my hands at parties, like, love the remix, boom, boom, boom. And, you need, what good is the Cowboys without the Indians? You know what I'm saying? what's the Crip without a...
It's definitely top 10 best weed song. One of the, you know, top 10. It's up there with Endo Smoke and all of them as far as best weed song of all times. But how did you get, how did you come, what's up with the Colt 45 and the two zigzags? Were you just like trying to stay on the same page or was that just another accident? Oh, you got this disconnected real quick. Oh, there you go. Did you hear the last question? I said the Code 45. How did you come up with that one?
Oh, man. Okay, it was a combination. First of all, I like Freaky Tales, right? You remember Too Short's Freaky Tales, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. And then I heard this dude named Andrew Dice Clay. You remember him?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Andrew Dice Clay was funny and Too Short was funky. And I wanted to mix up a song that was the both of them, you know, funny and funky, you know what I'm saying? Too Short had a couple of funny ones here and there, you know, Michelle, her booty was bigger than her tail on a whale, and all that. But for the most part, it was just cool and it was funky. But, you know, it was funny here and there, too. So I thought Andrew Dice Clay shit was funny, but it wasn't, you know, didn't have no music to it. So it's like, one thing I like about music is after the joke ain't funny no more, you can still keep rocking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So I made this little song, and I was up in Palmdale, you know, and I started talking, you know, selling my little tapes and hustling and everything. And met this girl up there named Jan, and her daddy was a L.A. County sheriff, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I kept it entertaining and everything, you know what I'm saying? Then I had some more stories and stuff, you know, good times. And I considered myself a ghetto, you know, Andrew Dice Clay. I'd be clowning with my homeboys, calling myself Afro Dice Clay, you know what I'm saying? And came with the... you know, just rapping, like, you know, like some Too Short. Now, Too Short was, he was getting girl after girl. So what I wanted to do was, I wanted to improve on that, so I wanted to do a girl in each state. So you didn't think I was just, you know, I think it's like Too Short was just tearing up all the girls in Oakland, you know, so I had to top that. You know, I had to be in Tennessee, in South Carolina.
Well, it's definitely a classic, man. You definitely got one thing about you. You definitely got classic records. You definitely put on an excellent live show. You know what I'm saying? You definitely. My partner 95 Mil earlier, he was joking. He said, "Ask him if he still got his afro." I'm like, "Man, come on, man. You know he still got that afro." So because once you get a name like Afro Man, you pretty much got to stick with the fro, right?
Yeah, man, I can't get in the Jerry Curl no more, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no more perms. You know what I'm saying? People be tripping.
Now, when
about
you got that,
what's up?
Now, when that record blew up, when that record blew up, you signed a 6-album deal, right? What was that like back in them days?
Yeah, man. You know, because I got high, it was cool. But what I don't like was, if I didn't do what somebody told me to do, they just wouldn't put my records out. You know what I'm saying? And people thought I was falling off or I was underneath the rock, and I'm just sitting around with a bunch of people. I'm just sitting. I'm just hanging with some people that ain't going to put my records out. So, I mean, yeah, man, it's like, what the hell is that? I'm over here rotting. I might as well be in prison or something, you know? I'm in rapper prison, you know? So I always wanted to be independent anyway. So I was at first, and then I signed the deal, got the money. But, you know, I make songs, I sell them. You know, they commodities, you know what I'm saying? They hood exports, like, you know, like TVs and Nissan trucks, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I swung because I got high. I kept some of the, you know, the percentages and royalties and everything. And, you know, when they didn't want to put my records out no more, I guess we was done. So, you know, I started pressing to, you know, to be independent and, you know, be able to release my album by myself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because I was already having too short 40 and all the independence anyway.
And that independent hustle. So what's next? What's next for Afro Man, man? What can we look for in the future? What you got coming up?
Okay. What's next for Afro Man? You know, I'm pushing my beer, the cold COLD, fro FROT like Mr. T, and the fives, the cold fro T fives. Pushing my own beer, pushing my own strains, fro G Kush, and Palmdale Perk. You know what I'm saying? Making music. I'm going to be making some music. You know, I got a song. I'm going to go in there and do that. I got a couple of days. I'm going to do that beat I'm supposed to do with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That record you got coming out, hopefully I got enough. You know, I got high, but hopefully I got enough time to slide that on in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got to dig up that
email. Tell everybody how they can reach you on social media and everything like that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, Facebook. If you a true fan, you can go to facebook.com/OGAfroMan83. You know what I'm saying? It's Instagram. OGAfroMan. Instagram, OG Afro Man. Twitter, OG Afro Man. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna make sure I catch up. I'm gonna make sure at the next event, I'm gonna get with you early enough. You know what I'm saying? So we can put a couple in the air and powwow. You know what I'm saying? And we throw back a couple of them cold 45s.
Hey, yeah, man. You know, hey, man. Hey, then, you know what I'm saying? Then when E40 ain't looking, man, hey, you know, just scoop up a couple of me them E40 beers. You know what I'm saying? I'll swap it out with your plan. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. He actually stopped making those, man. I don't know why. He just said he wanted to focus on the liquor and focus on the wines and you know, whatnot. So you got the market on that one.
Oh man, tell him let me take over the 40 department, man. Let me run them peanuts. Let me sweep that up, man. Hey.
He actually, because he, you know, when he be at the Warrior games, he actually sit with the owner of Old English 800 malt liquor. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely got the inside plug.
Okay, Church. Amen. Amen. Okay.
So I'll chop it up, but I know you already tapped in, you feel me? So you know what I mean?
No, man. Hey, holler at him. I got my 16-ounce cans and I'm proud of them. But you know, I'm like George Jefferson. I'm trying to move on up, Chuck. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Hello.
Hey, tell him he can sprinkle me, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you, family, coming on the show, man. If you got some advice for anybody out there before we go, what advice you got for any of these upcoming artists out there, man?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I got several things, you know. Man, you know, before you tell people your name, go secure your site. Try to get one word that to go for everything, you know, Facebook, Twitter, if whatever, you know, YouTube. And, you know, since I got to put it all in one, you know, just love God, love yourself, and love everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because the big picture is making it to the other side. You know, the, you know, not just in this life, but the one to come. So, you know, love everybody, you know, because love gonna win. Love gonna win.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you for coming on the show, on the road with Big Old Measy. You know what I'm talking about? Can you do a drop for me real quick and tell them who you are and what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's the you my partner? You know I get high. What's the name of the show? Right?
On the road with Big Old Measy. Yes, sir.
On the road with Big Old Measy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's going on? Just a hungry, hustling African-American wet dream, the successful failure, the acceptable reject. Yeah, I get this, but it's with respect. Amsterdam, Afro, money-making, marijuana-smoking motherfucking M.A.N., you know what I'm saying? And we on the road with Big Old Measy. And you know why. Yeah, we getting high. We getting high. We getting high. La, 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 la. Buckeye.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man, hit me up, player.
Yee. Thank everybody for tuning in, man. It's going down, man. Appreciate Afro Man for calling in, man. I see y'all all next Tuesday. Get it on the road with Big Old Measy. Yee.